patience for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, January 23rd, 2019, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is The Looming Storm of Calamity. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we come humbly before your throne. Lord God, we bow down spiritually speaking. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. We ask that the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit be with us here today to go out through the airwaves around the world to speak to the hearts and minds and spirits of all of your people, both those who are with you at this moment, Lord God, and those that are being drawn by your Spirit. For we are truly at 11:59 and split seconds before the imminent return of your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord and only Savior of all mankind, and whose name is Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place upon the cross, that I may have eternal life if I will stay upon the straight and narrow path with you, not looking to the left or right, but keeping my eyes and ears spiritually steadfast, walking in the power, working, and anointing of your Father's and my Heavenly Father's Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in this day, and in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast. As we open the show for today, our storyline will encompass the plight of two present-day nations. Now, these aren't just any two nations, but are the two nations that God has, from their beginning, ordained to be a beacon of light unto the world at large. The one being Israel, of whom represents the cradle, if you will, of the Old Testament, concerning the law of Moses and the prophets, which was written in the beginning to represent the types and shadows of things that were yet to come. The other being America, of whom represents the cradle of the New Testament as written, spiritually speaking, by way of the precious and holy shed blood of he who is called the Lamb of God, who was, is, and always will be the final sacrifice for all sin. And in him is the representation of the completion of the law of God by way of salvation through the shedding of his precious and holy blood once and for all mankind. This Lamb is also known as the Word of the one and only true and living God made flesh, who is the creator of heaven, earth, all mankind, as well as the land and people of Israel. This Lamb is further known as the one and only begotten Son of the one and only true and living God, who sent him who sent his one and only begotten Son, my friends, into the world to become the one and only Savior and way of escape for the world, that is, of all mankind in the world, who will love, serve, obey, and receive him as their one and only Savior by calling upon his name in asking for the forgiveness of and for their sin. And his name is Jesus Christ. My friends, as we move forward into today's broadcast, please be reminded that the mandate as from the Lord God for the present year of 2019 is that 2019 is the year calamity continues. As you consider all that is presented here today, please also keep in mind that the word calamity is synonymous with the word tribulation. And there again, may as well be translated as 2019, the year tribulation continues. As in the days of tribulation just prior to the time of great tribulation, my friends, and the time of Jacob's or Israel's trouble. With that said, we now begin with America. My friends, as we embark upon this examination of weighing the headlines of our daily news against the very words of the one and only true and living God, let it be known to all within the hearing of my voice that we are now living in perilous times that are outlined by Paul to Timothy when he wrote these words unto him, found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, of which state, quote, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." And at the same time, my friends, we are as well now living in the time that Jesus himself spoke of unto his disciples that should appear just before his imminent return in the rapture concerning a time of great deception, and can be found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3b and verse 4. And is the reply given by Jesus to his disciples when he was asked by them in verse 3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus's short, sweet, and simple reply to his beloved followers, them as well as to us here today, is found in verse 4, where it is said by Matthew, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." My friends, that is the answer of the sign that tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ is soon to appear in the eastern sky for those who belong to him at his coming. Take heed that no man deceive you. With the groundwork, my friends, now laid, let us delve into our first piece of the day concerning the cradle of the New Testament, of which there again is America. As we look into both the rational and irrational thought process within the writings of one Mr. Michael, or Mike, shall we say, Adams, who is a writer for the DCClothesline.com, who will be sharing with us from a piece written January 20th, 2019, of which appeared first online at naturalnews.com, titled, "Alert to All Americans, Prepare for Emergency Action in the 3D World, The Orchestrated Assault on Your Mind, Your Country, and Your President is Approaching Its Final Chapter," of which the writer of this mysterious piece begins by stating, "An urgent alert to all Americans, prepare for emergency action in the 3D world. New information has come to light that indict that indicates the final solution of the globalist agenda to destroy America and enslave its citizens is drawing near. The entire corporate-ran media is a fact-free mental poisoning operation that fabricates fake news on a daily basis to lie about vaccines, GMOs, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and everything else that is poisoning your body and mind. The lies about President Trump go even beyond the usual lies, consisting of wholly fabricated delusions about Russia that utterly lack any shred of evidence or factual basis. The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, BuzzFeed, and all the rest are committing orchestrated treason against America. And they're following orders from a rogue branch of the CIA, which has for decades specialized in toppling foreign regimes and installing political puppets as leaders. For the last 2 years, their goal has been to carry out a political coup against President Trump, no matter what the cost. The media has sacrificed every last shred of credibility to achieve this goal, and now exist as nothing more than a delusions factory that produces daily fiction, rigorously mislabeled news. At this point, the writer goes on to state that Roger Stone describes the full plan in this important story from InfoWars. And as far as the mention of InfoWars goes, my friends, I must say that the Lord God can even use a donkey to convey his intended message. With that said, let us now examine the content of which states political strategist Roger Stone says that the deep state is planning to remove both President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence from office so that they can install Nancy Pelosi as president as part of a coup that will eventually see Hillary Clinton return as president. Quote, the deep state seeks to fabricate some misdeed by the Trump campaign that is sold as Russian collusion, said Stone. That way, they can remove both Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, paving the way for Nancy Pelosi to become president. Mr. Stone continues by stating Pelosi will then appoint Hillary Clinton to the vacant vice presidency, after which Pelosi would resign as president, allowing Hillary to take the White House, which eluded her grasp in 2016. A plan will be initiated to arrest and handcuff President Trump, staged for CNN cameras, states the writer just before, my friends, going on to say the media hacks have been ordered to by the globalist controllers to demand the impeachment of President Trump. With the help of anti-Trump insiders, they are planning to stage a physical coup to arrest and handcuff the president, then perp walk him in front of CNN's cameras in a staged theatrical ploy to make the president look guilty, even when it is the treasonous traitors who are the guilty ones. It is as well stated by the writer of this piece that the imminent death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg has accelerated the timeline of the anti-Trumpers throughout the deep state and the poisonous media. They have been ordered to pull out all the stops and do anything and everything necessary to eliminate Trump before Ginsburg is removed from the Supreme Court. Rumors, he says, are circulating that Ginsburg is already dead and that her death is being covered up to provide enough time for the deep state to arrest and remove President Trump from office. But those rumors have not been confirmed and may be mere conjecture. In any case, he says, Ginsburg's passing is very near, and this has underscored the perceived emergency on the left, which is willing to do absolutely anything to maintain authoritarian power over the American people. Simultaneously, the writer states, the evil tech giants have gone into full-blown censorship mode and have transformed into rogue tech companies that conspire to silence all pro-American, pro-Trump speech across the net. It has become an urgent national security matter to now arrest the CEOs of Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other tech giants, as they are now committing treason on a daily basis, conspiring to see America's democracy overturned while demanding that America itself be overrun with communist and illegal aliens in a mass land invasion. He continues by pointing out that Google, Apple, and Facebook, in particular, have become the true enemies of the state and now answer solely to communist China. These rogue corporation monstrosities must be dismantled and prevented from ever rising again. He further states that they now operate as criminal enterprises in total violation of basic human rights, freedom of speech, and the rule of law. Google is an enemy of America and must be destroyed if America is to survive, he states, just before going off the rails by sharing a subtitle that states that the citizens of America need to, as he puts it, prepare to descend upon Washington to defend your nation, your president, and your future. He then continues by stating, action item for all Americans. If this political coup is triggered, descend upon Washington and start taking action to defend your nation with every means available. Defend your president, defend your constitution, defend your borders. He further states, under authorization from the Constitution itself, seek out and arrest the treasonous actors throughout the deep state and the CIA ran media who have orchestrated this planned destruction of our great nation. At this point, he shares, it is now abundantly clear that the deep state cannot be defeated from within. He further states, it has become too strong, too dangerous, and too bold to be restrained through any normal channel of law or regulation. The deep state must be halted in the physical world through processes outside the control of the corrupt bureaucracy. This, says the writer, can only happen through direct action in the 3D world, as it is called, and it is the president himself who can initiate the authorization for citizens to carry out this action. The writer continues by stating there are two trigger events that provide authorization for the citizens of America to rise up in the 3D world and cover and converge on Washington, D.C. to take their country back from the deep state traitors who are systematically destroying it. Trigger event number one, says the writer, is an arrest or an assassination of President Trump. This would be proof of an illegal coup, which would trigger the Second Amendment defense of America. Trigger event number two, says the writer, would come into play if President Trump announces authorization for citizens' action against the deep state traitors, effectively deputizing millions of Americans to locate and round up deep state traitors named by the president. Now, from a more rational state of mind, the writer asks the question, will Trump declassify damning evidence during his upcoming State of the Address? State of the Union address, my friends, which to me, my friends, is a very appropriate question. He then goes on to share, the upcoming State of the Union address may turn out to be President Trump reading and releasing previously classified documents and calling for the mass arrest of traitors going all the way up to Barack Obama, a treasonous actor who conspired to destroy America while weaponizing the intelligence community to criminalize the incoming Trump administration. Of which the writer further interjects, the FBI actually inserted spies and actors into the Trump campaign in order to claim his campaign was working with Russia. Now, at this point, the writer asks, haven't you wondered why Nancy Pelosi is so desperate to stop Trump from speaking in a live television event? Which I must stop right there and say that in breaking news today, it appears that it is being said in reports that she has done just that. She has canceled the president's State of the Union message for next week, at least for the moment, my friends. We shall see how the Lord allows President Trump to proceed over this devil. Meanwhile, back at the article, the writer goes on to say something that is quite chilling and, if true, should be investigated ASAP. When he states, my sources tell me an attempt at removing Trump from office will be made before the State of the Union speech. He then goes on to say, should such an attempt take place, that is your authorization to take emergency action to save your nation from falling to the hands of the globalists and the poison-pushing news cartels that are now 100% aligned against our constitutional republic. Our friend ends his piece by stating that we should pray for America and pray for your president. Just as importantly, prepare for emergency action in the 3D world, because that appears to be the last remaining option for saving America from the poisoners, the propagandists, the globalists, the media liars, and the political assassins. And on that most excellent and mind-boggling note, my friends, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our very timely and interesting investigation concerning the looming storm of calamity.
Make a way for the King. The King is coming. Are filling up, wicked ways are coming undone. Every eye is looking out for you. City lights are burning out, freedom song is ringing loud. Dead men waking up to the sound.
bring to life an awakening. Burn away everything that's not for you. Hear our voices crying out. We won't stop till the heavens come down. We won't stop till every knee bows to you. Our hearts will sing as we make a way for. Make a way for. Make a way for the King. The King is coming. Make a way for. Make a way for. Make a way for the King. The King is coming.
Our King is coming, my friends, and he is the answer to all things that we have need of at this time and for all eternity. Okay, and well, let me just say this too. His name is Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of all mankind, that is, of all mankind who call upon his name. Okay, now, my friends, as we move towards unraveling a small portion of what is taking place in Israel, let us beforehand, for the purpose of connecting the two cradles, that of the Old Testament being Israel and that of the New Testament being America, that the Lord God has prepared from the very beginning for such a time as this by taking a look in retrospect at an article written by Mr. Michael T. Snyder of TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com concerning an event that took place over this past weekend titled, Sunday Night, a Super Blood Wolf Moon Will Cross Over the White House on the Second Anniversary of Trump's Presidency. Of which Mr. Snyder begins thusly by asking, could it be possible that a harbinger of doom is about to cross directly over Washington, D.C. on Sunday night? He says, some people seem to think so, and they are pointing to passages in the Bible, such as the one where Jesus warns that there will be, quote, signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars during the end times. Continuing on, Mr. Snyder then states, I am sure that there will be a lot of debate about this all across America as the weekend progresses. But what we do know is that the eyes of the world are on Donald Trump right now. And a super blood wolf moon will cross directly over his house on Sunday night. But it isn't just any ordinary night, states Mr. Snyder. It turns out that it will happen on exactly the second anniversary of Trump's inauguration. Mr. Snyder as well states that over the past several years, there have been a number of very strange coincidences surrounding Donald Trump, and now this is one of the strangest of all. He then asks, could it be possible that someone is trying to tell us something? Just before going on to say, on the other hand, or rather on the other side of the planet, this eclipse won't be visible. For example, nobody in China will get a glimpse of it at all. But it just so happens that this super blood wolf moon will be visible from every U.S. state. He further interjects that the lunar eclipse will be visible at the end of this month as the moon is coated in a foreboding red hue. This year's eclipse is particularly a rare type of blood moon known as a super blood wolf moon. The occasion, says the writer, is often marked with fear for many, having formerly been regarded as a sign of the end times. There will be few areas which escape the scarlet satellite, including the USA, where every state will catch a glimpse. The author further states that the super blood wolf moon is quite rare and the next one will not happen for many years. If you are not familiar with this term, it basically means that three lunar events are happening simultaneously. Mr. Snyder describes the first of these three events taking place in this fashion when he states that a supermoon, which is a full moon that appears bigger than normal because it's at its closest point to the Earth during its orbit. He next describes that the second event is being a wolf moon, which is to say a Native American term used to describe the first full moon of the year. He then describes the final event of these three simultaneously taking place as being what is called a blood moon, which is when the moon appears to be reddish in color during a total lunar eclipse as the sun, earth, and moon all line up. Mr. Snyder continues by sharing that on Sunday night, the moon will be much bigger and brighter than normal. And during the eclipse, it will appear to be blood red. And he says, according to the Express, it will be visible in Washington, D.C. for a total of 5 hours and 12 minutes. Beginning Sunday, January 20th, 2019 at 21:36 or 9:36 p.m., my friends, maximum comes at Monday morning, January 21st, 2019, at just 12 minutes after midnight. And the end, Monday, January 21st, 2019, arrives at 0:48 a.m. for a total duration of 5 hours and 12 minutes. Mr. Snyder then asks, but just because this event is strange, does that mean that it has to have some sort of special significance? Just before going on, my friends, to say, not necessarily, but many spiritual leaders are warning us to be watchful. And at this point, my friends, I must give a disclaimer that not all points of views held by the spiritual leaders who are about to be quoted are held by myself, which would be Streams in the Desert Live or Streams in the Desert Ministries. With that made clear, my friends, Mr. Snyder continues by stating, for example, this is what Pastor Mark Feltz is saying. Trump was born on the night of June 14th, 1946, within 15 minutes of a total lunar eclipse, and 700 days before the state of Israel was established. Belts said when he was sworn in as president on January 20th, 2017, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. Also, very significantly, the super blood moon also falls on the Jewish holiday of Tish Aviv. Even more significant is the fact that there was another blood moon on Tish Aviv last year. Last year, the blood moon was seen over the Middle East, and this year will be seen over the U.S. Mr. Snyder states that Belts said that from a biblical standpoint, having two blood moons on the same biblical holiday 2 years in a row is very significant. Mr. Snyder then goes on to share, and in a Charisma News article about this eclipse, Rabbi Fish is warning that we are entering a time of, quote, great human suffering. Mr. Snyder as well shares, quote, this is the period we are entering now, Rabbi Fish stated baldly, emphasizing that the Western nations are about to enter an extremely challenging era. Quote, there will be great tragedies, which is just another word for calamities, my friends, that will bring down governments and great human suffering, not only by doing God's will, he says, can tragedies be avoided or lessened. Then Mr. Snyder goes on to say, lastly, Pastor Paul Begley, of whom, my friends, I must make note of, is someone that I usually least agree with on most every subject. But in this case, in this particular case, my friends, I do believe that there is a reason to sit up and take spiritual note concerning and considering the time that we now find ourselves living in here at 11:59 and split seconds, just before the imminent return of the Lord and only Savior, who is Jesus Christ, in the rapture, to whisk away all those who belong to him at his appearing, is boldly proclaiming that now is the time for urgency. Mr. Snyder then states, during an online sermon, the preacher said, quote, obviously, these apocalyptic signs in the heavens are pointing to a catastrophic event that is just on the horizon. We don't know when. Just because you're going to have a super blood moon on January 20th and 21st doesn't mean on January 22nd all HE double toothpicks is going to break loose. But, he says, then again, it doesn't mean that it won't. Okay? So there's these signs that are starting to be revealed, he says, just before going on to say, the urgency, folks, is now, right now, okay? The urgency has begun. Mr. Snyder moves to end his piece by stating, whether Sunday night's super blood wolf moon ultimately means anything or not, the truth is that we certainly have entered apocalyptic times, and 2019 is certainly shaping up to be a very troubled year. We are in the midst of the longest government shutdown ever. The two largest economies on the entire planet are engaged in a trade war. The global economy is steamrolling towards a recession. Anger and frustration are rising to dangerous levels in our society. Very strange and unusual signs are happening all over the world, and the crust of our planet is being shaken by one large seismic event after another. Mr. Snyder ends this piece by stating, global events are starting to accelerate, and it looks like 2019 is going to be quite a chaotic year. So, he says, whatever you may believe about Sunday night's Super Blood Wolf Moon, the truth is that we all need to get ready for tough times ahead. With that said, my friends, we now move in to what is currently taking place in Israel and is outlined a bit in our last piece of the day, of which is there again a piece written by Mr. Michael Snyder, author of the economiccollapseblog.com, and is titled World War III Alert: Iranian Forces Fire Rockets into Israel, and the IDF responds with waves of guided missiles. Which Mr. Snyder begins by stating, Israel and Iran are edging dangerously close to a state of all-out war. On Sunday night, oh my goodness, the same day as the eclipse, my friends, Israeli forces rained missiles down on Iranian forces based in Damascus area for nearly an hour. According to the IDF, this was a response to dozens of missiles that were fired by Iranian forces in Syria towards targets in Israel earlier that day. The Israelis were able to intercept the Iranian missiles, but if any of them had gotten through, they could have caused a tremendous amount of damage. Some of the missiles that Israel fired at the Iranians were reportedly intercepted, but quite a few of them did hit their intended targets. If the violence continues to escalate, we could potentially soon be talking about an all-out war between Israel and Iran, in which both, says Mr. Snyder, sides use their weapons of mass destruction. The missile strikes against Iranian targets in Damascus made headlines all over the globe, according to Syrian state media. There were consecutive waves of guided missiles. Syrian state media cited a Syrian military source as saying Israel launched an intense attack through successive waves of guided missiles, or consecutive waves of guided missiles. But that Syrian air defense destroyed most of the hostile targets. Witnesses in Damascus said loud explosions rang out in the night sky for nearly an hour. Mr. Snyder at this point states, the Syrians are boasting that they were able to destroy quite a few of the Israeli missiles, but independent observers confirmed that quite a few Iranian targets were destroyed. In the past, the Israelis have not always publicly acknowledged their attacks in Syria, but on Sunday night, they released an immediate statement. Quote, we have started striking Iranian Quds targets in Syrian territory, Israel's military said in a statement. Quote, we warn the Syrian armed forces against attempting to harm Israeli forces or territory. Moving forward, Mr. Snyder states that among the targets were weapons warehouses at the Damascus International Airport, targets struck by the IDF, which number at about 10, according to its statement, include weapons warehouses at the Damascus International Airport and in other locations, as Iranian intelligence Iranian intelligence site and an Iranian training camp in Syria's south. Mr. Snyder then asks the question, now that the Iranians have been hit so hard, will they respond by striking back at Israel? He then continues by stating, if both sides continue to escalate the violence, eventually a point of no return will be reached. And then all H.E. Double Toothpicks will break loose. Prior to the IDF missile attacks on Iranian targets, says Mr. Snyder, rockets were fired towards the Golan Heights from inside Syria, and Israel blamed those attacks on the Iranians. The Israeli military said earlier on Sunday that the missiles fired towards the northern Golan Heights were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. It added in a statement on Monday that an Iranian force fired these missiles, but said it holds the Syrian regime responsible for any activity in its territory. Mr. Snyder then states it seems extremely unlikely that this conflict will be resolved anytime soon. The Iranians are certainly not going to leave Syria, and they are definitely going to continue to funnel arms and resources to Hezbollah forces in southern Lebanon. He continues by saying, and the Israelis have clearly stated that they are going to resist any Iranian attempts to strengthen Hezbollah or to establish a permanent military presence inside Syria. In fact, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu couldn't have been any clearer when he said this to a reporter, quote, "We have a permanent policy to strike at the Iranian entrenchment in Syria and hurt whoever tries to hurt us," Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. Mr. Snyder shares, if a full-blown war erupts in the days ahead, Israel will almost certainly find itself fighting Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah simultaneously. Of course, he says, Hezbollah is essentially an Iranian proxy, and at this point, they have between 130,000 and 150,000 missiles aimed at Israel. When war finally comes, says Mr. Snyder, it will be extremely bloody and extremely destructive. Mr. Snyder moves at this point to end his piece by stating, "Tonight we are closer to such a war than ever. The Iranians and the Israelis absolutely hate one another, and now they are firing missiles at one another. It isn't going to take much to push the two sides over the edge. And if that happens," he says, "we are just a hop, skip, and jump away from the start of World War III." But I say, nay, Mr. Snyder, this war may begin in such a manner, but we are at the same time approaching the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1, in which Isaiah states, quote, "the burden or prophecy of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap." And further into the word of God, it states that it will never be inhabited again, of which, my friends, could possibly be seen as the opening salvo to the beginning of the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, of which it, at its end, will, unbeknownst to Israel and the unsaved world at large, usher in the beginning of the tyrannical and totalitarian rule and reign of Satan's Antichrist beast and his false prophet. My friends, seeing how that we are so very close to all of that just mentioned becoming reality, it is high time, my friends, and way past time, for all who plan on making heaven their eternal home, to surrender their lives to the one and only Savior of all mankind, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one and only begotten Son of the one and only true and living God, creator of heaven, earth, all mankind, as well as the land and people of Israel. For all others who live on this side of the rapture and who knew in their hearts to be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the rapture, but did nothing to get ready for his return, my friends, will, on the other side of the rapture, be as the word of God states in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, where Paul states, quote, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you." My friends, where did we just hear that before? Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, where Jesus said, "The sign of his coming is, see that no man deceives you." Paul says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Paul at this point further states, "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time." Speaking, my friends, of the revealing of the Antichrist beast, Paul continues by stating, "For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now lets," speaking, my friends, of God's Holy Spirit, "will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." My friends, that would be at the time of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The rapture will have already taken place, and when the Lord Jesus Christ returns again at the end of the 7 years of tribulation, he will do just what this scripture said. He shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The scripture continues by saying, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish." Because here it is, my friends, this is what's going to happen to those who are not ready to be received in the rapture. On the other side of the rapture, first they will take the mark of the beast, which the Lord God tells everyone that if you ever took the mark of the beast, you are doomed for all eternity. And so therefore, my friends, they will be doomed on the other side of the rapture for not being prepared on this side when they knew to be but weren't. And the word of God says because, and the reason they weren't ready is because they received not the love of the truth, which is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that is being preached here today, telling you that it is high time and way past time that we all be ready to be received of the Lord when he returns in the rapture. Because that is it, my friends. Other than what the Lord has planned for the martyrs during the time of great tribulation, who received the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew not on this side of the rapture to be ready, my friends, it says, because they received not the love of the truth, they, that they might be saved, speaking of those on this side of the rapture who are not ready on that side, but knew on this side to be ready, but were not. Paul says, "And for this cause, God, shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. My friends, the very word of God states that today is the day of salvation. So, my friends, while it is still yet called today, please surrender your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ by asking him to forgive you of your sin. Then seek the Lord God for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit, with the evidence of initially speaking with other tongues, as outlined in the Word, the very Word of God, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and in Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. Then, my friends, begin to study, to know God's Word, know it well, and know it correctly for yourselves, that you may be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for the soon appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who is just about to break the eastern sky in his unexpected to the unsaved world at large, in his return at the rapture. How can you get ready, be ready, and stay ready? Well, I'm glad you asked, because here is how you can do just that, and it's found in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, where Paul states that if thou, meaning you, shall confess with thy mouth, or your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou, or you, my friends, shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, or right living in Jesus Christ, as I like to say, my friends. And the word of God goes on to say, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures saith, whosoever believeth on him, who is he? He's Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friends, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today as we go to prayer. If you've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, today is the day, my friends. You never know what is going to happen in the next heartbeat around here anymore. It has become perversely evil, evil beyond evil. And my friends, if you're backslidden, get out of that state. Return unto the Lord. He says, return unto me and I will receive you. Don't believe the lie of Satan that you can no longer come back, my friends. The only way a person can't come back is if they cross the line with the Lord God. And I venture to say that they're not worried about coming back if they have done that. But if you are yet today still worried about the fact that you might not be able to get back to the Lord, don't believe that lie from Satan. Proceed forward. Seek the Lord God. Return. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you once again of your sins and to rededicate your life, my friends, unto him, that you be ready, watching, and waiting. And with that said, my friends, here is your opportunity to receive the pardon of the Lord Jesus Christ by way of the precious and holy shed blood that he shed upon the cross of Calvary for every single person who is in this world and will be in it before he returns. With that said, my friends, repeat this prayer from the depths of your heart with a broken heart and contrite spirit unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him sincerely to forgive you of your sins so that you may be ready to be received of him in glory for all eternity. With that said, let us pray. Dear Lord God, I humbly come before your throne this day. I thank you for the gift of your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne and I say, that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would please forgive me of my sins right now. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would wash me as white as snow and take away my sins, that I may, from this day on, walk in the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit as I seek him for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of said Spirit to operate in the gifts and fruit of the Holy Spirit that are available to all believers who walk in the indwelling power of God's Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I know that you're faithful and true to do that which you've promised, and I know that today I am now your child. And I say, Holy Spirit, please have your way in my life. Help me to be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for the imminent return of our Savior, Lord, and Master and King and soon coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, help me to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for myself. Bring all things to my remembrance from that word that I have need of at whatever time that I have need of it. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious and holy name. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray, amen and amen. My friends, if you prayed that prayer sincerely from your heart, the Lord heard you today, and from this day forward, walk with him and do not turn back. And with that said, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?